For this
Blog
is
Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are coming from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You have tuned in to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We want you to take this time to get ready to see God through His Word. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We want to take you, to a portion of the Scripture that will build your faith. We want to take you to the Word of God that will give you ever-increasing faith, faith to do great and mighty things, faith to be healed, faith to be delivered, faith to be made free. So this morning, we're going to go to the book of Matthew, and we're going to begin at chapter 9 and that 18th verse of Matthew 9, and we want to begin there. And it reads, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come, lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Thank you for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, for your word is, it is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathway. And the thy word, how we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. And Father, we ask you, God, to bless the hearers and the doers of your word on today. God, create, Father God, that faith, Father God, that will cause them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to move mountains, move problems, move things in their life, things, God, that they've been crying about, things that they've been worried about, God. Oh, God, things that they've been tripping over. Father, I ask you, God, to just move, and God, just have your way, God, even now. And Father, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here we are in the Word of God, and we're here again, Matthew, the 9th chapter, and we see here that the ruler of the synagogue had came, and he came to Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to come and to pray, to put his hand upon his daughter, because his daughter was very ill, and that daughter was at the point of death. He even indicated to Jesus that that daughter may be already dead, but if you come, Jesus, you come and lay your hand upon my daughter. He believed that his daughter was going to be healed. And Jesus, he knew that this man had faith to believe God. I want you to know today, without faith, we cannot please God. The Word of God said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. The Word of God said that it shall be moved. So therefore, Jesus, he went with this ruler. He followed after him, and so did his disciples. And on the way to pray for the ruler, that ruler name was Jairus. And when we look at Mark, the 5th chapter, 22nd through the 43rd verse, and then Luke, the 8th chapter, and the 41st through the 56th verse, we also see a count of Jairus and how he had came to Jesus, and how he wanted Jesus to come and to pray for his daughter. And when we began to look at the book of John, where we are this morning, we see how he came. He came to Jesus, that Jesus will help his daughter. You know how it is with a daughter. You know how it is with a son. You know how it is with a relative. You want that relative. You want that son, that daughter, to be in the best of health. You want them to be healed, and you want them to be delivered. You want them to be made free. If anything wrong with them, he recognized the deity that was in Jesus, so therefore he came to Jesus, that Jesus could come and do something for his daughter. And then, but on the way, somebody say on the way, when Jesus was on the way, there was a woman. The word of God tells us in that 20th verse, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. I believe that we're talking about faith this morning. We're talking about ever-increasing faith. I would like to ask you a question. Do you believe God? Do you expect God to give you what you need? You may need a miracle this morning. You may need God to move on your behalf. Whatever it is today, I want you to know that God is well able to do whatever that is required, whatever that is needed for you in your life. So this woman had an issue of blood. The word of God said for 12 years she was consistently bleeding. She was losing blood. And I'm quite sure anybody losing blood, they're getting weak. They're not getting stronger, but they're getting weak because of the loss of the blood. But she had made up in her mind, oh my God, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be made whole. And when she made up her mind, I'm talking about somebody need to make up their mind today. Somebody need to believe the Lord today. Somebody need to get real with God today. Somebody need to expect a blessing from God today. Somebody need to expect that healing. Oh, you may have been sick for a week or so. Oh, it may have been 30 days. It may have been a year. Oh, but I believe even as this woman, she had this infirmity, she had this issue for 12 years, 12 long years. 12 long years is a long, long time. But she made up in her mind, no matter how long she'd been suffering with this issue, with this infirmity, with this disease, whatever she had, no matter how long she had been going through this ordeal, she made up in her mind that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, she knew that she will be made whole. So when she made up her mind, I'm telling you today, we need a well-made-up mind that we're going to believe God. And if we need a miracle, we're going to receive our miracle. If it's a miracle of healing, we're going to receive that miracle of hearing. If you can't see, you may be blind. I'm going to receive my miracle of healing. If you can't hear, you got to make up your mind that I am going to receive my miracle of healing in my ear. Oh, if you can't walk, you got to believe God that you're going to receive your miracle of healing. Because why? There is nothing too hard for God. This woman, she made up in her mind that she's going to receive from God this day, no matter how many days that had passed. But this day, I'm going to touch Jesus' garment. If I can, I don't have to touch him. But hey, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And then when we read in that 22nd verse of that ninth chapter of Matthew, the word of God said, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I tell you today, I want you to believe with me, it is in your faith. It's believing God, not just believing anything, but I'm talking about believing God, believing on his word, because the word of God said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tit of his word will fail. So where are you going to stand today? I don't know about you, but I'm going to stand on God's word. I am going to believe God's word. The word of God said, if I had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. Word of God say, it shall be moved. I tell you, the word of God says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, she knew that if I touch him, I'm going to be all right. If I touch him, I'm going to be whole. And when she touched Jesus, Jesus recognized that touch. Oh, he knows the touch. He knows faith. He knows when a person is standing on the word of God and believing him, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. So God spoke to her and told her that her faith had made her whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. Could you imagine that, having been sick for 12 years, having had that issue for 12 years, but by standing in faith, by believing God, all she did is touch the hem of his garment, and God seen her faith, and she was made whole that very hour. How bad do you want it? What do you need in life? What do you want God to do for you? It may not be the issue of blood. It may be that you are not bleeding and have been bleeding for 12 years. But what is your issue? What is it that you need God to do in your life? You see, at the beginning, there was a ruler. The ruler coming to Jesus, and as he was walking too with Jesus, with his disciples, because Jesus, remember, he was on his way to Jairus' daughter home, the place where Jairus resided. When he came to Jesus, remember, he said that he wanted Jesus to come and lay his hand upon his daughter, because his daughter was at the point of death. And he even said that she, in other words, she may be even dead at that point, at the time that he was speaking unto her, unto Jesus. But he had the faith to believe, even if she was dead. Oh, if you just put your hand on my daughter, if you just put your hand on my daughter, you just pray for my daughter that she will be made whole. So here, when the word of God tells us that in that 23rd verse, listen here. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the ministers and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. Remember that, and when Jesus was talking to Mary and Martha, when he was talking to the disciples, how he told the disciples that Lazarus was sleeping. In reality, he was dead, but yet he was sleeping. But we knew that that was because of the fact that he was knew that it was just a while that he's going to be sleeping, but he was going to be wakened from his sleep. Remember when Martha said, oh, letting God know, let Jesus know that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. You remember he told he was going to go and look when he told him, where have you laid him? And Martha, she was being like, she loved Jesus, but yet she didn't, God was trying to do something on the inside of her and everybody else. And she told Jesus that the man been dead for 4 days. And after all, he dead 4 days. He's thinking now, God, what are you going to do? But even in the Word of God. He showed her who he was. And God wants to show you who he is today, because you need to expect for God to move in your life today. So they laughed at him when Jesus told him that the little girl was sleeping. They laughed at him because they didn't believe what he was saying. And when the people were put forth, he put them out. You don't need anybody around you that don't have any faith. You don't need anybody believing God with you or saying they believe in God with you, and they don't even have the faith to stand with you and to believe God that this is going to happen. It's about a miracle. It's about to happen. And then somebody else saying, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, this child is dead. This man is dead. Oh, this woman is dead. Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, this person's eyes has been put out. They're not going to see again. How can a person see when the eyes is already out? Oh, no, it's not going to happen. You don't need people like that standing with you, because they are not. They need to be in agreement with the Word of God and what you're praying for. So he put them out, and he went in and took her by the hand. And the maid, oh, Lord, all he had to do is take her by the hand. And the fame of what Jesus did, it went abroad. Now, you know, we don't have any faith ourselves for praying, believing that God is going to do this thing. You need to read the Word of God. For the Word of God said, to study to show thyself approved to God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. We need the word of truth and read the word, and we need to apply it. We need to be able to test the word of God. If God, if you say it, then I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see what you're going to do. I mean, there have been times when we read the word of God, how that God showed himself, God proved himself. He showed himself to the disciples of what he could do and what he was all about. So we're here today. We want you to see that there is nothing too hard for God. And then the last illustration that I want to let you know and what we want to talk about is in that 27th verse. And it talk about two blind men. And in that 27th verse, it says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Can you not almost see the blind men following and crying and saying, thou son of David? He recognized that he was somebody. He was Jesus. He wasn't just anybody, but he was that deity. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was the healer. He was the deliverer. And that's why they were able to cry out, oh, my God. He was able to come to let Jesus know, I'm trying to get your attention. And in that 28th verse, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. I'm telling you, faith is so important. Faith, that even that mustard seed, that little bit of faith, it's important, because that mustard seed faith, it grows, it's increased. And in that 30th verse, and their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they went, they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. They went and they told people what had happened to them. They went and told that their eyes, they knew, I'm quite sure, that people around about them knew that these people were blind, knew that they could not see, knew that they was in that condition for a while. But when they saw Jesus, their faith began to grow and increase, and they knew that this is the day, this is the day that this is going to happen to me today. And they got Jesus' attention. Do you need to get Jesus' attention? Do you need to let God know? Of course, somebody said, well, if he's Jesus, he already know I'm blind. But you got to have faith to believe God and to know God that he is a deliverer and that he is a healer. So whatever you need God to be for you today, my message to you today, he can be that and he will be whatever you need for him to be for you. Is it a bill that you need to be paid? Is it the mortgage or the rent that need to be paid? Maybe it's a car payment. Oh, my God. Oh, God, able to do this. I mean, he's able to do difficult things, things that seem to be impossible. Why? Because he is God. Why? Because he is the Alpha and Omega. Why? Because he is the one that created us. He's the one that made us. He is the one that knows the thoughts that we think. He's the one that knows the heartbeat, how many times it is beating, and how many times the blood is flowing in our body. And he knows all of these things. He knows every bone that is in our body. Oh, my God, he knows which bone is hurting. He knows which bone that in your body that need to be healed. Oh, he knows it all. He even knows what you're thinking, even right now. He knows what you are all about. So this morning, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to believe God. We asking you today to expect your miracle day. Can you stand on the word of God? Where God says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of that word is going to fail. All we need to do is to believe God. All we need to do is stand on God's word and know that he is God. Know that he can do any and everything that needed to be done in our lives. So let's pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. God, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We do thank you, Father, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word, how we hear it in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. And for this, God, we will bless and praise your name. Father, somebody out there, God, that need a healing. Somebody out there, God, that need deliverance. Somebody out there, Father God, that has, that need a blood transfusion. Somebody out there, God, that need to be healed of cancer. Somebody out there, God, that need a, Father God, their heart, Father God, to be healed. Father God, physically and spiritually. Father, we pray even now, God, that you touch them. God, that you will cause healing. God, to be manifested in their bodies. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast, the Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Sutton Drive, Suite 90. Come visit us this coming Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. In a place where we are preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. Until then, may God bless and keep you. It is our prayer.